You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi e wa te kaumarima. Welcome along, you're on The Breakfast Show here at 95BFM. We've got a couple of special guests in the studio, kia ora Rodney Bell and kia ora Lucy Fiver. How are you both this morning?
Hey, tēnā koe. We both kei te pai.
It's so awesome to have you up here from Touch Compass Dance Company and celebrating 25 years of Touch Compass, which is a huge achievement for any creative arts company to survive that long, to keep flourishing, to keep making amazing art. And you are going to be putting on an incredible series of works called Ritaha next week. And I'm really keen to hear about it. But I think the first thing we should ask, Rodney, is what is Touch Compass for the folks who maybe aren't initiated?
Hey, yeah, tēnā koe, tēnā te mi atu ki a koutou. It's very privileged to be here with you, Rach, and talk to these awesome people out there that they whakarongo to us. But yeah, Touch Compass is a physically integrated dance company, founded 25 years ago by Catherine Chappelle. Lucy Faiva and myself, we're founding members, or dancers,
yeah,
performers.
Hard out.
Hey, groundbreakers for them.
I reckon.
25 years ago, yeah, when we were 10. So they're sitting there, I know. Yeah, in our younger 20s. So
yeah,
very privileged. And over the years, it's obviously brought in people, and people have excelled from there and gone out and created amazing creative lives for themselves.
It's been one of those things that I think when you talk to people in the creative arts in Aotearoa, at some point the conversation always comes to Touch Compass, I've found, because it's been so pivotal in changing the way people have perceived the arts and perceived performance and perceived dancing. Mm. Lucy, you're one of the founding members. Rodney, you're also another founding member. I wondered, how did you get involved originally, Lucy? How did you come to be part of Touch Compass? And how do you feel reflecting on 25 years?
I attended an audition dance workshop in 1996. The rest is history. It reflects on our statement of disability equity. Disability and its aesthetics are a powerful source of creativity and a specific way of navigating the world. Touch Compass has played a massive part in the arts industry, bringing the outlook and disability awareness and opportunities to disabled artists. It's extraordinary for Touch Compass to stay strong after 25 years.
Yeah, hard out. And I think that everybody can recognise what a huge achievement that is, especially while we go through these rocky times of COVID right now. And, you know, all the precarity of the industry is really thrown into relief at the moment. And I think maybe we're having this conversation for the first time at a bigger kind of country level. How do you feel about it, Rodney, looking at 25 years of the company?
Yeah, I feel honoured, first and foremost, just to be part of that. When the seed of dance was planted in my soul by Catherine, you know, I've had an amazing life, a very harmonious one.
Mm.
Not only with meeting new people, new countries, finding new ways of moving, but also in relationship to my body.
Yeah.
Because I acquired my injury 30 years ago and have no feeling in control below my from my chest down, so I use a manual wheelchair to express myself through. And yeah, it sort of opened up this whole different lens on this vessel, this new vessel that I have.
Yeah.
But also I think the opportunity for our tangata of Aotearoa, for our non-disabled community to see us in a different unique light, an extraordinary light on stage, expressing ourselves through dance.
Anybody who's seen a Touch Compass work, or anybody who's ever been connected to that, it's like, it's really magic. There's something that happens in that space where I think everybody's suddenly so much more aware of where they are, what they're watching, and who they're watching it with as well. It's a very special sense of community that's put together. I want to hear a wee bit about some of the works though, because there's going to be some amazing stuff people can see. Lucy, can you tell us about your work, Taupō, which first question I guess is what is a taupō, and how have you expanded on it to involve your life story?
Could you please tell us a bit about your work, Taupō, and how have you expanded on it to involve?
It's good to hear myself again, I reckon.
I'm just embracing my Samoan heritage because I missed out on knowing my true identity as a Pacific person when I was growing up. Taupō is a ceremonial greeting by the hostess to the village visitors with a symbolic Samoan traditional dance, Siva.
it's amazing to watch. There's a really beautiful video of you performing this at Cupa Dupa. It's such a special performance, and you can see how much it means to everybody in the crowd seeing that happen. This was last year, and it was performed in the street. What was that experience like for you, Lucy?
It was incredible, a buzzing warm heart felt just seeing people clapping for me, dancing on the streets of Wellington, my birthplace. I got a bit emotional on the day, but I felt proud.
You should have felt proud, and I think you weren't the only person feeling emotional. It looked like there were a lot of people really experiencing some big feelings seeing that performance. Yeah. Rodney, tell us a wee bit about the work that we can see from you this week as part of Touch Compass's Ritaha.
Yeah, I'm co-choreographing a work called Wairua, and it's Wairua, it's two waters, and we look at the two waters of being somewhat disability consciousness and crypt time, what we call crypt time, like it takes as long as it takes to get something done.
Yeah.
And a relationship that we build an equity by having our performers find a place of movement and on a place of rest.
Mm.
So whether it be couch, whether it be bed. Yeah, and so yeah, incredible movement, incredible bringing in dreams, bringing in minimalism, you know, but that place of equity that we all have to regenerate ourselves. We all sleep, we all rest.
Yeah.
So yeah, and for disabled people, we spend a lot of time in that, on our moinga, in that resting place, you know, recovering obviously, or injury, or just tired.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Just old, young and old and tired. Yeah.
I think we've seen an interesting conversation maybe in the last pandemic years about this idea of rest, of suddenly everybody realising it's so important. And it's kind of crazy it's taken a global pandemic to get us to have that chat a wee bit. But, you know, we are kind of needing to have that conversation more and more because there's so much speed to the world and pace to the world, and actually it's just not sustainable. So it's a really interesting work, and I think it'll be really important for lots of people to experience that. Yeah,
kia ora, Rachel.
Yeah. I wanted to hear about you're both part of the three-person crew alongside awesome Suzanne as well, for being the artistic directors for Ritaha. Yeah. What was your goal in curating these performances and artworks, Lucy?
We want to celebrate our achievements, creating these performances, but we wanted to honour our artists who have been with Touch Compass in the past and today.
Yeah, totally. And to bring that like genealogy through and express it in this kind of collection that we're going to see this week.
Mm.
How about you, Rodney? What was your kind of idea behind this?
You were the former artistic director was Kiki Brown, who I pay sincere homage to, and this was her baby.
Mm.
And she planted the kākano, the seed, for Ritaha, and brought all these different ideas and collaborations together, and then Kiki, she cocooned and butterflied onto something different, and then we came in and formed this panel, because that's the new direction of our Touch Compass Dance Trust at the moment is,
awesome,
is built around this disability driven space, and that sort of enhances I suppose the open consciousness as well, where we're all listening to each other, deep listening, is what it means for me anyway.
Totally.
Yeah, and so she planted the seed, we came in and we just had all these other shifts and ideas. It's celebrating 25 years, so what does that mean?
Yeah.
At Ritaha means acknowledging the past to enhance the future. So what does that mean for the piece? And also enhancing, like we have Zan, we have Izzy, and our producer, and Zan is like our force, our promoter, our pusher, our everything. And then we have
she's John, looking very sheepish in the corner.
And then we have John, our new CEO, and he's a force, you know.
Yeah.
Really harmonious thing going on.
Yeah.
We have this new trust that have come in, and they're all built around this disability consciousness space to enhance the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
So for me, because there's another work that I'm doing, it's called Taboo, the Air Between Us, and it's an aerial work that I do with Chloe and Tim, and Tim's the rigger, and Chloe's this amazing aerialist that really connected to the trees, and I find that work there is sort of much describes what was going on for Touch Compass. The air between us. I have a I don't like calling it a non-disabled dancer. I have a dancer with different physicalities.
Yep.
You know, we both share different ways of accessing movement. And then we share this air between us. I mean, share different cultures. We share time. We're off. You know, we're up, we're down, and, you know, it sort of represents a lot of the 25 years journey for me.
It's a beautiful work, which I haven't actually seen before, but I've had a friend who's seen it perform. I think it was at Point Chef Park, maybe? Yeah, Coyle Park. And she was saying to me that when she saw that work, it was like being taken out of time and place, and you're just so suspended, not to use a pun there, but like suspended in the moment of that happening. And I think, Lucy, it looks like that was what was happening with your amazing performance in Pōneke last year as well. There's something about dance that really brings you into the present moment and also takes you out of time and pulls you back into the past. Mm. And it can tell you so much in just movement and in being in the space, in the air, and sharing that. As a performer and an activist, how do you think the arts landscape in Aotearoa is changing when it comes to different abilities, to disability? Is it becoming more accessible, and what do you think we need to see more of?
I believe there is much more in providing easy access to all of the buildings like theatres and studio space and other training opportunities for anyone with a disability wanting to go in the internship program to be a professional producer or choreographer, etc. It's the most important to me to keep voicing my honest feelings about the negativity and challenges that I face every time till they get it to change for better aspects of our creativity in the future.
Mm. Kia ora, that's so important. Would you toto call that one, Rodney?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. And I mean, again, not to keep coming back to the pandemic, but it's pretty hard not to at the moment. That's another conversation. We've talked about this before, Rodney, that like maybe this is a time when we should be reflecting on access, because we're not able to see performances in the same way we normally would experience them. We're not necessarily able to be in a theatre full of people because we can't gather like that at the moment. So how do we watch performance? And then actually that also opens those questions of, well, in a quote-unquote normal time, how is access anyway? Like, is it functioning for everybody? And, you know, honest answer, as Lucy said, is no, it's not. And we got a lot to do there. Speaking of access for this, though, this is an extremely accessible show, and it looks like a credible smorgasbord of stuff. How do people watch it, Rodney? How do they get involved, and how do they see it?
Oh, we'll be going live this year. Yeah, so it'll be all online. Tap into the Touch Compass website. It's touchcompass.org.nz. And tap in there, please.
Yeah.
And just come and witness something different. Maybe in your silence it'll shift just the way you look at yourself or life. Mm-hmm. Or just be enhanced time a little bit differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question I have for both of you is, what does dance mean to you? Big question, broad question, but what does it mean to you? Especially looking at 25 years of being involved in this crew.
Yeah.
Dance to me is the connection within and moving between in space and explore the freedom you have around you.
Totally. How about you, Rodney?
Yeah, well, dance, as a disabled person, I live a creative life, you know. We have to adjust, we have to navigate differently, you know. Everything sort of needs your presence, so dance is presence for me.
Yeah, presence, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so, presence.
Presence and life is it's pretty amazing, eh? Yeah, hard out.
Yeah.
Rodney Bell, Lucy Fiver, thank you so much for coming in to talk about Itaha, celebrating 25 years of Touch Compass, incredible dance company. It's happening on Tuesday the 15th, so that's the coming Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. And you can click in online and watch all the action. It's going to be really special, so make sure you do that. Tell all your mates about it. It's a really incredible achievement to have done 2.5 decades of this incredible stuff. So here's to 2.5 more, I say.
Yeah, Aroa Nui 95 BFM.
Kia ora.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.